these were all antique booths down here in the basement. We came in, we saw this red carpet in here, and we're like, oh, this would be a great theater. Kind of laughed it off. And within a day or two, I went to Craigslist, and I saw that the Hollywood Theater, the historic Hollywood Theater, was getting rid of all their seating.
Oh.
And they're only a block and a half from us.
Right.
So.
Easy move.
Bought a whole bunch of seats. We made our own legs for them. We have 40 of them. So we have really cool private screenings of 40, which is, you know, it's a good size.
Yeah.
And we also made the seats mobile, so we could turn them towards each other, and most of the bike organizations run their meetings down here now.
Oh, really?
So it's all free. We just let all the bike organizations, you know, use it as they wish. But when we're ready to start showing films, you know, we'll do it. We'll have art students showing films. We'll have film nerds coming down here and doing films. It's just the right size and free.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than a living room, but smaller than a big old theater. You know, a lot of films just, you know, you can't fill out a theater if you're a film student.
Right, right.
So 40 seats is just about right. And
it makes the house feel, you know, appropriately packed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Bicycle Film Festival is going to use it for their judging.
Okay. Is that the Film by Bike?
Film by Bike. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Okay. Film by Bike.
No, that's cool. It's also a Bicycle Film Festival, so yeah.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. And we're going to do real Art Deco. It'll be Art Deco wall sconces going down the sides. Nice. And we're going to give it a real old world feel.
Yeah.
We like doing cool things.
And you do them well. Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, Joe Beal, on our last episode, was talking about his last documentary about the critical mass movement here in Portland. Anyways, this... Looking at this theater, this would be a great space for premiering it.
Yeah,
I should get you two in touch with each other.
The last thing we're trying to do is be bike. Like, that's not what we're trying to be as a shop.
Yeah.
Because we have other interests. That's for why the film, that's why all the live music, that's why the parties.
Yeah.
You know, after 7 o'clock, we turn off all the fluorescent lights in the shop. Everything dims down to candles and... Kind of the bike thing kind of disappears, and at that point, it's all about music and the pub.
Yeah, I've never been here that late. I gotta come and check that out sometime. I mean, aside from events, but yeah, gotta do that.
You're almost there.
Yeah, hang around for another half hour. We'll be set. Yeah, this is super cool, man. This is I'm really happy it's here and really stoked on it. Diversifying, that's something that I think I've found too, just as we're putting shows together, is that like if we were just a bike show, like we'd probably tap out of equipment really quick, you know, I just did material and all that, but
yeah,
talking about buses and talking about like whatever else.
Yeah, and to me it's not a business plan. This is all, it's all accidents.
Sure.
You know, we found this building after we moved. We'd already moved. All the girlfriends quit their jobs. Everybody came up here. Everyone's looking at me.
And there wasn't the promise of like a huge theater or a beautiful wood floor space.
I spent a year looking for a location. I never found the location. And we moved anyway. And after we moved, all the products still in the truck, I just by accident found this building. And it wasn't on the market yet. It was way too big for us, way too messed up for us, but we did it anyway.
Yeah.
And we kind of forced it to work.
Yeah.
And by selling off, you know, our bikes and we kind of made it happen. But it was all an accident. Mm-hmm. And I have no business plan whatsoever. You know, a month before it was 3.5 months of build out, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we were here 2.5 months before I even knew where we were. I never had time to look at a map. I had no idea where I was. I knew where Home Depot was. I knew where we were.
Yeah.
But I had no idea where we were. And when we finally opened, like, you know, it was a pretty cool spot, you know, as far as location goes. But about a month before we opened, we're like, dude, this is too much space. What are we going to do with all this space? And that's when I came up with the idea of just making everything larger that wasn't bike shop.
Yeah.
So instead of having a tap or two in the corner, now we've got a full-blown bar.
And you've got room for it.
And I had room for it. And I put put a big, giant community table down the middle, which is an old bowling alley. 1952
that's right.
Bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I told a guy I was going to build a stage, and he's like, well, my boss has a drawbridge, so we put a castle drawbridge in the shop, and the bands play on this old castle drawbridge.
So it was an actual drawbridge.
Yeah, the photo of the castle is next to it.
Wow.
And it's cool because it folds up when you're not using it.
Yeah.
And it's down right now because there's going to be an event tonight where they're going to be using that.
Yeah.
But all of that stuff was like added just before we opened. It wasn't, there was no intention. There was no intention to stay open until 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
But after we added these things, we looked at each other and we're like, well, why not just do events every night?
Why wouldn't we? Yeah.
So, you know, there was no plan. It might look like there's a master plan. There's no master plan. We stumble around.
Sometimes
and
fate
fake
is
it.
The best master of plans.
Well, the good thing is we don't mind taking a lot of risk.
Yeah.
And in that risk, we, you know, things can happen, and
right.
And it tends to be it's worked out in our favor.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably let you go and get to all the stuff that needs to be got to. But I think I have some stickers in my bag, I think.
I've got a bunch.
Do you? Okay, yeah. There we go. I'm going to drop you a stack.
I don't have mine yet to hand you guys.
No worries.